Roxo Media House.
Fortitude was filmed on location with the men and women of the Fort Worth Police Department.
My name is Neil Noakes. I am very proud to be the Chief of Police in Fort Worth, Texas. I was born here in Fort Worth, Texas at Harris Methodist Hospital. I grew up a little bit west of here, went to school in a small town, but I got back to Fort Worth as soon as I could. And this is where my heart has been ever since. And you know, growing up, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. My dad was a firefighter, so I was always drawn towards public service. My dad, on his days off, worked construction, one of the hardest working people I've ever known. Never knew him to have less than two jobs. He's also a Baptist minister, which also goes towards service. My mom was a stay-at-home mom for a lot of my younger years, but once me and my sisters were all in school, she wanted to contribute financially, so she started cleaning houses while we were at school. Get us up, get us fed, get us ready out the door. She'd go work, and she'd try to be home to be there for us before we got home from school. She was a Sunday school teacher, youth pastor. And, you know, I never understood really all the sacrifices my parents were making, what they were doing to serve others. But my dad was saving lives, saving souls. My mom, she was scrubbing other people's toilets to provide a better life for me and my sisters. So for me, it was always about some form of service. I didn't know what it would be. And eventually, after meeting some people that were in law enforcement and finding out about how they had direct impact, potential to directly impact somebody's life in a positive way, I knew that's what I wanted to do. You know, I first started out working contract security for the federal government. And interesting fact, I mean, I worked some places like the federal building and the federal courthouse, but another place I worked was the Federal Depot, which is now where our administration and training facility is, the Bob Bowen Public Safety Complex. I started with Fort Worth in 2000, May of 2000. Went to the academy in our old academy, which was off Calvert Street. And this is the only law enforcement agency I've ever worked for. And as far as I'm concerned, it will be the only one I ever worked for. It was a learning process all the way along, and I needed every lesson I learned to be able to do what I'm doing now. So once graduating from the academy and going through field training, I spent a little over 8 years in patrol, which is the heart of the department. If a citizen calls for help, almost every single time the person they're going to see is a patrol officer. They never know what they're going to see from day to day. Every day is different, and they've got to be able to respond appropriately, efficiently, effectively, regardless of what the situation is. Very difficult position, but it's where most of the learning really happens. After that, I promoted to detective. Actually, the rank is corporal. Promoted to corporal, became a detective, worked in general assignment, and then in traffic investigations. A little more than 3 years of that, then I promoted to sergeant. I spent time as a patrol sergeant, a DWI sergeant, and then in motors, the motorcycle unit. Made lieutenant. I was a special assignment lieutenant downtown, working with special events. Went to internal affairs after that. From there, I was appointed a commander over, at the time, our brand new North Division up in far north Fort Worth. From there, I was promoted to deputy chief and spent a little time as the deputy chief over both of our patrol bureaus before, thankfully, being selected to be the chief of police. So a typical day for Fort Police Chief, there really is no such thing. There's no typical day. The only thing that's typical about it is complete uncertainty about which way the day is going to go. More often than not, the life just kind of takes on, or the day rather, takes on a life of its own. and we just adjust and pivot to whatever that day brings around, and we get the job done. I feel like a firefighter sometimes because it seems like I'm putting out fires all the time. There's always some crisis. I've heard a term called the tyranny of the urgent. There are things that come up all the time, and they're urgent to somebody, every single one. And the thing is, even if they aren't the most important thing going on in the world at that point, it's likely the very most important thing going on in that person's world. So it's important to them, it's important to me. We try to take care of everything. The only reason things get done, and done so well, it's the grace and blessings of God and the people He puts around me. If I wasn't surrounded by such an amazing team, if I didn't have such amazing officers, amazing support, staff, professional civilian staff, volunteers, citizens, city leaders, without that, there's no way the job would get done. So people thank me oftentimes for work that's done. And when I get the chance, I let them know it's not me that's doing it. It's everybody out there that's doing the job. They're the ones that deserve credit for all the good things that are happening. And what I'm trying to do with my days is do everything I can to provide people with the support, the equipment, the training that they need, empower them to do their jobs, and then I need to get out of the way and let them do their job. And they do it well. So days may include meeting after meeting after meeting. Yesterday I went to a ribbon cutting for a great organization called Academy 4 that mentors fourth graders in schools here in Fort Worth. May go to a council meeting or a council work session. May go to a retirement celebration for one of our Forward PD family members. Every day is different, but really that's one of the things that makes the job so exciting. As much as you prepare and as much as you think you know what's going to happen from one day to the next, we really don't know. And it's about adjusting and performing regardless of what you face. I like to stay busy, and that's definitely not a problem. Definitely stay busy. Every day is exciting. Every day I get to sit in this seat is a good day. I love supporting local business, especially local Fort Worth business. When we have people like this who grew up here, were raised here, loved this city, and they could have gone anywhere and opened a business, but they chose to open it here. A couple of reasons, I believe. One, because these businesses are needed here. And second of all, because they love the area and they wanted to give back. Our job, a lot of people think, is just to put folks in jail. That is part of what we do. We need to take violent people off the streets to protect residents. But that's only part. Part of it is us doing what we can, either on our own or with other organizations, to provide the resources or make sure people have access to the resources that they need to be set up for success. And anytime we can prevent someone from being involved in crime, especially at a young age, or intervene at some point, that's always preferable over the law enforcement side. Our jails, our prisons, they're packed. That's part of what needs to happen sometimes because some people are just violent. But if there's a way to actually empower someone, enable them to be a productive member of society, how much better is that for all of us? It's better for them, for their family, for the trajectory of their family legacy. It also makes our job easier, makes us safer when we're out there making sure our citizens are safer. So there's a lot of things that contribute to it. What I want people to know is we are aware that despite the fact that we are going to put some people in jail, we're also doing what we can on the front end to create opportunities for that positive interaction and empowerment so there's less likelihood of that negative interaction on the backside. From the time I took the criminal justice program at Tarleton and then the master's criminal justice and criminology program at TCU, my favorite classes were the criminology classes. And those classes are geared to help the student understand factors that contribute to criminality. What makes a person commit a crime? We hear things all the time about poverty, maybe a child's upbringing, maybe a child at a young age was labeled a criminal, so they accept that label and perpetuate that lifestyle. Sometimes it's just growing up in an area where, say, there's gangs everywhere. Maybe there's not much support at home. You're looking for a family, and that's where a person goes. Ultimately, it comes down to decisions people make. It comes down to factors that may influence their decisions, but ultimately they make the decisions and they determine those things. It's something that personally I believe from what I've studied and what I've seen. Again, people talk about trauma. They'll talk about poverty, poor education systems, food deserts, lack of access to good quality medical care, lack of access to jobs, job training, transportation. I think that all falls under trauma, different types of trauma. And we have a lot of people who experience that type of trauma, sometimes on a daily basis personally, but then they also experience, and so do officers, what's called vicarious trauma, which is, even though it may not be trauma you're experiencing personally, you are experiencing someone else's trauma. And eventually, especially over time, compounding your own trauma and that vicarious trauma, eventually it's going to manifest itself positively in negative ways. You know, Fort Worth Police Department's really been involved with what's referred to oftentimes as community policing, which is community engagement, intentional engagement with our community members. Really, in a very impressive way, since Chief Thomas Windham. So back in the early 90s, we had all these programs that were developed, like our Citizens on Patrol, Code Blue, the Clergy and Police Alliance, which we call CAPA, Ministers Against Crime, we call MAC, and those programs are still around. We've also had other programs, like our Police Athletic League, where we work with different schools and different organizations to help kids sometimes coach, sometimes just be there to cheer them on in flag football, basketball, cheerleading, boxing. We just started judo. It's a great way to be able to interact with kids without it even having to be a law enforcement incident. It's just being around them because we want to be. We've got Operation Progress, which is a nonprofit that was started to help empower kids in the Como community. Through that nonprofit, their tuition at River Tree Academy and Miss Cindy's Christian Academy, IDEA, all several different schools throughout Fort Worth. It's all paid for, and every kid gets a Fort Worth police officer as a mentor, and it's been a great way for us to engage and not only change perceptions maybe about the children or the families or the community about us, but you know, sometimes we need a reminder that although officers see a lot of negative things every day, that there are more amazing, wonderful people in every area of Fort Worth than there are people who are trying to do harm. And it's a great way to reset and engage with the community in a really positive way. We have our Explorer program where kids 14 and up can come and learn about what we do, even participate in some of our training. We have our cadet program where we'll actually hire them to come work with us and get to see what the department's like and determine if maybe they want to be officers. We've started this coalition with some other members of the community, with TCU, with TCC, with Tarleton, where we're going to have kids that are going to be able to come into this program. And for instance, say they want to maybe have a career in law enforcement. They'll have some kind of criminal justice program at their schools. Right now we're looking first at Eastern Hills because they already have such a program. We'll have officers that can come in and teach them. We're going to have TCC providing dual credit for the classes that they take. The students that are successful in the program and stay with it, automatic acceptance to a college once they graduate. They'll already be well on their way to their associate's degree. And once they finish, we're going to have a job waiting for them. We want to be able to hire what we're calling homegrown heroes right here in Fort Worth to be part of the Fort Worth Police Department. There are several programs where we're engaging. National Night Out is a great event we do every year. We have community forums. We participate in food drives and food banks. Our neighborhood police officers do amazing things every day with community engagement, but it's not just them. It's all of our officers. They all have opportunities to engage in positive ways, and that's what our encouragement is to every officer, is to make sure every interaction, wherever possible, is a positive one. even if they're dealing with a negative situation. And if we're able to do that effectively, and I believe we are, and we're improving all the time, it doesn't matter how good a program is, it can always be better. We're always striving to move forward, strengthen those lines of communication, and strengthen the trust that we have with the community and they have for us. Officers, our professional staff, they make me proud every day. Every single day. I can't think of one specific thing that I could say this is my most proud moment, because every time I think maybe I've reached that, an officer does something else. And I think, wow, how amazing is this? I hear about the brave work they do, the compassionate work they do, the way they serve and protect each other and our citizens. Just being able to wake up every day knowing that I'm part of that team makes me proud every single day. I think when a lot of people across the country think of Fort Worth, first of all, half of them call it Dallas. I love Dallas. I love DPD. I love Chief Eddie Garcia over there, but we're not Dallas. We're Fort Worth. They are Dallas. Very close. We're neighbors. We work together a lot, but we're a little different. A lot of people talk about Fort Worth being the big city with the small town feel. And when I tell people how big Fort Worth is, it kind of blows their mind. They don't know we're right on the verge of 1 million people. The department itself, Fort Worth PD, we are at a staffing level, an authorized staffing level for officers of 1,816. Unfortunately, we're down 155 officers right now. Now, we do have some civilian professional staff, and they are absolutely critical to what we do, getting things done behind the scenes to make sure we can do our jobs out in the neighborhoods. And we've got about 570 there. So we got a little over 2,300, between 2,300 and 2,400 employees overall in what we like to call the Fort PD family, because everybody's family, everybody's important, and everybody's job helps. The city is broken up into 6 geographic areas where we have the neighborhoods broken down to make sure we can most efficiently deploy our resources. And of course, we have our investigations, we have our support teams, our training academy. It's a huge organization. And if not for the amazing people we have out there doing the job and the amazing people in leadership roles, there's no way an organization this size could function the way it does. We're seeing a lot of the same issues that departments across the nation are seeing. Fort Worth is unique, though. It's a special place. I talked to someone recently that came from another state, didn't know if she was going to like Texas, didn't know if she was going to like Fort Worth. She really thought she wouldn't. But it took no time for her to fall in love with Fort Worth, because she said it was different. And you have to experience it to really understand it. And let people who come from other states where it's not like it is here, they really appreciate it because they've seen a different way for things to work. And one of the things she said was coming here shortly before the murder of George Floyd and seeing the turmoil and the crisis across the nation, she saw something a little bit different here in Fort Worth. We saw it too. We had demonstrations, we had some protests, people were hurting. But she said people in Fort Worth seem to be willing to sit down and talk about things. They seem to be willing to, despite differences, come together and try to find resolutions. So although we're seeing a lot of the same issues, I think Fort Worth is doing it in an effective way, and it's all because of the people. Some of the things specifically with the department, obviously violent crime is gonna be an issue with any department. Even if we're talking about one crime, that's an issue. Violent crime has risen across the country. We saw it rise in Fort Worth, unfortunately. But we put together a violent crime initiative where we're working with our patrol officers, our specialized units, our crime analysts, working with community members, working with other organizations who provide resources to the areas that are most affected. And preliminary numbers we're finalizing show that some of the main things we were trying to affect, homicide and aggravated assault, are both down. It looks like they're going to be down in double digits versus the prior year, which is a huge win, but we're not celebrating. Our work isn't done. We've got more to do. One thing we know, year over year, decade over decade, the crime numbers will go up and down. Some days or some years they might steadily go up, some times they may be flat, some they may go down, but we always know there's gonna be fluctuations. Our job is to do everything we can to make sure those numbers trend down as much as humanly possible. And even though the numbers are up. When you look back in the 80s, the early 90s, many of those numbers, including homicides, were bigger than we have now. And that's when the population was half as much. So given the size of our city, we're doing better than others, but we're never going to be satisfied, and we're always going to try to do more. Another issue we have, and again, across the country, is making sure we're doing everything we can in a very intentional way to positively affect our relationship with the community. Instead of just waiting for the community to come to us, we have to go to them. We have to meet people where they are, literally and figuratively, and form those bonds, those relationships. It takes time to build trust. I said recently at a meeting, trust can be broken overnight, just like that. But trust cannot be built overnight. It takes time. And sometimes we're talking about generational mistrust. So for us, being able to connect with the community in a positive way to create opportunities for positive engagement that's not even related to law enforcement in any way, that's where we're seeing some of the biggest benefits, and we're going to continue doing that. The feedback we get from the public is positive. They like us there. And you could go to any neighborhood in Fort Worth. I don't care what zip code you're in. You're going to have a hard time finding anyone that says, I don't want the police in my neighborhood. But what everybody will say across the board is, I just want to be policed the same way as people in other areas. I want to be policed the right way. I want to be treated with dignity. I want to be treated with respect. I want to have a voice. I want the officer to be neutral about the situation and hear what I have to say. That's some training that we've been doing for a long time in Fort Worth, and it's really ingrained in all of our training now instead of just being one class. They call it procedural justice. We talk about, you know, implicit bias, being aware of things that might affect the way you talk with someone. And the theory behind procedural justice is, it's not necessarily the outcome of an interaction, it's the interaction itself. I've seen situations where an officer maybe conducted a traffic stop and didn't even give the person a ticket, but they want to call and complain because the officer, they believe, didn't treat them with dignity and respect. And then there's been other times where maybe an officer did a traffic stop and the person received the citation, which is for them a negative outcome. But because the interaction was positive, because the officer was respectful, had some compassion, sometimes they actually give those officers compliments even though they received a citation. So it's not always about the end of the interaction, the outcome of the interaction. It's about the process that gets you there. There are people, in Fort Worth that are maybe not the biggest fans of Fort Worth PD or law enforcement in general. And a lot of them have had negative interactions with law enforcement at some time that contribute to those feelings. It is frustrating sometimes when everything you see on social media or maybe even sometimes on standard media is just talking about the negative things that happen, the negative interactions. And unfortunately, they do happen. We've had some negative interactions with the community in Fort Worth that we still work on, we still are having to deal with. But for a city our size, it's really remarkable to have the overwhelming majority of the citizens of Fort Worth support their police department. And without that support, it would make the job so much harder to do. I mean, we've had officers who've been shot at. We had some officers recently who were almost hit by 18-wheelers. We had an officer who had to jump off of an overpass to avoid a drunk driver. The officers, it was during the ice with the 18-wheelers. He was actually in the car when when it was first struck. It hit his door, driver's side door, as he sat in it. Was able to get out, but then two more 18-wheelers ran right into the car. But of course, they got themselves and the citizens to safety because that's what they do. And then we had an officer trying to protect some citizens whose cars had stalled on 35, or on 820 rather, going to 35. As he laid out a second flare line, a drunk driver came barreling at him at a very high rate of speed. He ended up having to go over the side of about a 40, 50 foot overpass and landed on concrete. Thank God, he is going to be okay. He's got a long road ahead of him, but he will be okay. And we don't get shot at every day. We don't get hit by 18-wheelers every day. We don't have to jump off overpasses every day, but these officers show up every day knowing that might be the day they have to face that. And they keep showing up. And if you take that along with consistent hate and negative speak about officers, it makes it even harder for officers to want to come to work. the fact that we have citizens that supports us does so much to encourage and inspire officers to keep coming to work and doing everything they can to keep all of us safe. It's one of the most critical things in law enforcement right now, and I'm so happy that it's getting the attention it deserves, because there's been a stigma when it comes to mental wellness, I think across the country, but in law enforcement specifically. We're supposed to be helping everyone else, and we don't want to feel like we are affected. But I talked earlier about trauma. Officers deal with trauma every single day, and in addition to their own trauma, their own personal lives that all of us deal with, they've got that vicarious trauma of being exposed to all the negative experiences that other people deal with. That compounds, and it is tough. So we're doing everything we can to change that negative narrative about mental wellness. We've got a peer support network of multiple officers, current officers, retired officers, who are there to talk with anyone who goes through any kind of a situation, because they've been there oftentimes, they understand. We have the employee assistance program through the City of Fort Worth. We recently applied and fully expect to receive a grant from the Office of the Governor of the State of Texas for a mental wellness program. We'll provide more resources for officers. We're working on a contract with a company right now who has an app, because we have to make this easy, we have to make it accessible, and we have to make it anonymous. And with this app, officers at the touch of a finger will have access to any resource they need for any kind of mental or emotional well-being issue they may be dealing with. We have a recent contract we signed with a group called Frontline, who specialize in physical and mental overall wellness for first responders and military. They do very, very comprehensive physicals, which is critical for us, because what a lot of people don't know, statistics show the number one killer of police officers is heart disease. It's the stress, it's the shift work, it's not having anywhere healthy to eat when you're on working midnights. They address those issues, but every year an officer goes in for that physical, there's also a mental wellness check-in, just to make sure they're okay, just to make sure they're getting the resources they need and have the support system they need to be supported. So we're working on all those things, and I recently talked with one of our deputy chiefs, Deputy Chief Wheeler. We'd like to start a unit, a mental wellness, or just not mental wellness, a wellness unit for overall wellness, to make sure officers have access to everything they need, and they feel comfortable reaching out. The three big important things for us: safe, healthy, and resilient department, so we can go out and serve the right way to make sure we have safe, healthy, and resilient communities in all of Fort Worth. There's a lot of great things going on in North Texas with policing that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of education opportunities, a lot of mentorship, a lot of coaching, a lot of eye-opening things, innovative things are going on. And there's a lot of great agencies across the entire country. And if you talk to a lot of those chiefs, they'll probably tell you that they have the best department. Well, unfortunately, they're wrong. I believe Fort Worth is the best department out there. And it's not because of me, it's not because I'm special, it's because of the amazing officers we have, all the opportunities we have for specialized units, for promotions, for community engagement. And it's because a city our size of practically 1 million people, they support their officers. If someone wants to come join us, I'll tell you what I want from them. I want their best. I want them to give us everything they've got, but I need them to know that in return, we will give them our best. We will give them everything we've got. If they will invest in us, we are 100% invested in them. We need numbers, but you know what? We want quality over quantity every single day. We're gonna provide top-notch training like you won't see anywhere. We've got the best training facility you're gonna see anywhere around here. We do some amazing things with the amazing training staff that we have, and we wanna invest in our officers. What I want them to know is they wanna come work for us. If they've got what it takes, we wanna have them. You hear chiefs all across the country talking about recruiting issues, hiring issues, but it seems constantly we're talking about the people we don't have. We got to talk about the people we do have, because we want to make sure we're taking care of, investing in, and growing all those people who are working for us right now. If they come on, that's my guarantee to them. We're going to invest in them all the way through their careers. It's not just about hiring you, getting you on, and then, all right, you're on your own. we're going to be invested in them all along, and we're working to do a better job at that every single day. I'd say it's the best decision they can make, no question about it.
Roxo Media House.